Welcome to the Messianic Message. I'm Kimberly Rogers Brown.
Father, I thank you for this opportunity to bring what I believe you have given to me. And I pray that our hearts will be open to hear and understand. And I thank you for, how your word always fits what is going on, either in our lives or in the world. You're just awesome in how you've planned this, even the most minute details. We thank you for all that you do for us, for how you have given us the Shabbat, and you've called us to keep it, and you have shown us your word and your way so that one day we can go up to the house of Jacob and learn to keep your ways the way you want us to keep them. Pray in Yeshua's name. Amen. Okay, so I have to confess that for the first time in maybe ever, but at least in a very long time, I have found it difficult to concentrate on this Torah portion this week. Aside from, looking at this and wanting to show that Gilead and Bashan are areas of both war and safety, and that the Reubenites and the Gadites came to Moses and appeared to Moses to be doing what their fathers were going to be doing, and then, they justified what they were going to do and have that discussion, and it really was okay to be justified in how they wanted to occupy the land. Aside from that, I could not get into any deeper insights. And, of course, what's been on my mind this week, the mark of the beast. This thing that happened this week, actually last Sunday, is one of the most momentous events in the history of Israel. And it is the most momentous event in our lifetimes for the end of days. So it's hard to kind of concentrate on anything else but this. The Mark of the Beast was rolled out last Sunday, February 21st, 2021. It happened in Israel with the Israeli vaccine passport. The reason for the vaccine passport is so people can buy and sell. That is the only reason given in the book of Revelation for people to get the mark of the beast. The only reason for the requirement that Israelis have the mark of the beast or that vaccine passport is so they can buy and sell. That's the requirement for the mark of the beast, that it be related to buying and selling. Another one of the ways that I know this is the mark of the beast, and it's associated with this vaccine and then getting the vaccine passport, is because the same section in Revelation 13 tells us where this beast that makes the people take the mark, where that beast comes from. It comes from the earth, it says in English in Revelation 13:11. What is the earth in Hebrew? Haaretz. And Haaretz means both the earth and it means the land of Israel. We have a newspaper over there called Haaretz. Haaretz. Mm-hmm. And it means the land. That's what the word is that the Jews use for the land, Haaretz. The process of having your DNA changed through this vaccine, I believe, will culminate in people getting an actual physical mark. But make no mistake, taking the vaccine in order to receive in your hand is that, you get the vaccine passport in your hand is so that you can buy and sell. And that is taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to show you something about that in Greek words. So, I always love how the Torah portions work out so that they're doing exactly everything that's either going on in my life or going on in the world. But this week I had a hard time in Numbers 32 because I'm going like, well, how does that fit what's going on here? And then I thought, well, let me go and look at the Haftarah, and then let me look at the Brit Hadashah, and it was in the Brit Hadashah that I found how this all fits. So we go to Hebrews 10:26, which is the Brit Hadashah. Hebrews 10:26 says, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins." This willful sinning is the reason why Yahweh blinds people's eyes, their understanding, and deafens their ears, their perception, and puts a veil over their understanding. So once they've made the mistake of willfully sinning after knowing the truth, there is no more hope for them. There is no more sacrifice for them. Now, in Hebrews 10:27, it tells us that, because in that verse, it tells us that there is just facing them then a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. So if they were able to repent, that would be mentioned here. It doesn't say they can repent. The mark of the beast takers are set aside to enter the lake of fire. That's in Revelation 14 and 16. We get that explanation, that they enter the lake of fire. And we also learn by through studying, which we're not going to go into today, but they go into the lake of the fire, which was set aside for the tormenting of Lucifer, Lucifer's demon, the Nephilim, the demon and women half-breeds that came from their sexual union before Noah's time. It's set aside for the Antichrist and the beast, meaning this is set aside for the people who are of those empires. Because in Scripture, a beast means the empires or kingdoms of Satan, and it also can mean the person who's running those. But in this case, it's for those people who are a part of Satan's empire. This COVID vaccine puts you under the beast's authority because people are taking the hallmark of the mark of the beast, the buying and selling, which puts you under the beast's authority. So that's what the lake of fire was set aside for. Only fire can contain and possibly kill immortals. I'm not sure on whether they actually die or they continue suffering forever. But I have said in Beast Watch News reports that the vaccines which are coming have an immortality component to them through the immortal gene line discovered by Harvard University in the 1960s. The lake of fire is not associated with the second death. Regular humans go into the grave and they await the second judgment, and then there's destruction, and possibly that's annihilation. I don't know that the Lord doesn't make that clear to us either. But I don't believe that regular humans who have not taken the mark of the beast, but who also are not believers in Yahweh, go into the lake of fire. I just believe that he will dispose of them some way. Those who take the mark, along with all the other immortals, will be tormented. It says that they will be tormented, and the smoke of their torment will go up forever and ever. So we're going to go and look at verse 28. "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." So specifically to Christians, although this applies to Jews because they don't keep Moses' law either, although they claim that they do. Christians who claim to be believers in Jesus will be included in going to their deaths in the lake of fire if they take the COVID vaccine, because by taking the vaccine, they will receive their stamp of approval from their government, who is overseen by the UN and the World Health Organization. In other words, every nation on earth receives authority from the UN, and in particular, Revelation 13 says that the beast in Revelation 13, which is the Judeo-Christian beast with the lamb's horns, gets its power from the first beast, from Revelation 13, 1 to 10, that's the United Nations. So Israel has taken that authority and is now leading the world down this path, as it says in verse 11, comes up out of the earth, the land, that's where, that's Israel. This authority that the UN is bringing the whole world under is Agenda 21. Now, I know everybody in this room probably has heard of Agenda 21. Well, it's been renamed now to Agenda 2025. You know, of course, we had the 4 years of reprieve that I believe Yahweh gave to America, you know, to get people to repent, to prepare for this time, and they failed to do that under Donald Trump. Whatever the slowdown was for, the beast's progress is now full bore. Now, I want to explain the stamp on the COVID vaccination passport being the mark of the beast in Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17. But here in verse 27, it says that those disregard Moses, as both Jews and Christians do, die without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. In other words, they die according to the law that they disregard. And what are the two witnesses that Yahweh will use to testify against them? Well, in Deuteronomy 4:26 and Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 and 31 verse 28, he says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you. So heaven and earth will witness against them. Both Jews and Christians claim to be believers in Yahweh. Jews through something called Hashem, and Christians through a name, Jesus. Both of these names supposedly refer to Yahweh Elohim. And believe me, I am not a sacred namer, but I think it's important for us to understand the name through which they call on Yahweh. But those two names imply that they really don't know Yahweh. They don't know Yahweh because they're not keeping Yahweh's law of Moses instead of their own laws found in Judaism or in their particular denomination or assembly. So both Jews and Christians say they are worshiping Yahweh in their assemblies. Well, somebody last week said we need to get a definition of worship. What does worship mean? Well, we're going to go back to the Hebrew word, which is abad. Worship in Hebrew is abad, and it means to serve. It means to work for. You know, I was in the military. I served in the military. That means I worked for the United States government in the service of the Army. You know, I could have gone in any of the branches, but I went in the Army. I worked for, I served. We don't get the definition of worship because it's been taken out of us by thousands of years of, well, you go to this building over here and you sing and you pray and maybe you raise your hands and that's worship. No, that's praise. That's not worship. Your worship is what you do. So these people that take the mark are worshiping the beast because they are serving the beast. They are serving the interests of the beast. They are working for the beast. And Netanyahu released the names of people who have not yet been vaccinated. Why? To make those who have been vaccinated work for the beast in order to get those who are unvaccinated vaccinated. That's their worship of the beast. Now, we're going to talk about bowing. As the scripture says in Exodus 20, you shall not bow to any other god. Well, what is bowing? Well, bowing is both a physical and a mental exercise. Physically, it means to, you know, bow yourself down or prostrate yourself. It means also to do obeisance. When you bow before a god, you are saying, I obey you. So both of these words, abad and shaka, bowing, mean obeying and working for that other god. That's what you're doing. So we're not to work for or obey another god. Hebrews 10:29 says, or how much more sorer punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite to the Ruach or the Spirit of grace. What more of a way could a believer, somebody who in Judaism who says they believe in Yahweh, calls him Hashem, or a Christian who says they believe in Yahweh through Jesus, how much more of a way, worse way, could they trod underfoot the Son of God than to put themselves under the authority of Yahweh's enemy, Lucifer? All the empires that Yahweh calls beasts from the beginning in Genesis to Revelation are all made by Lucifer. Now, by the time we get to Revelation 17, you have 8 specific beast empires that the Lord is concerned about, you know, what they do and how they are associated with Israel. So Yeshua is the leader. Lucifer is the leader of all the beasts that have arisen on the earth from the very beginning. Now, some say that, you know, the requirement is that you have to deny Yeshua with your mouth. No. Putting yourself under the vaccination authority of the two-horned Judeo-Christian beast of Revelation 11 trods Yeshua underfoot. With that action, you are giving witness to the world of the choice you have made, and you are telling the world who you obey, who you work for, who governs you. It is becoming more and more black and white. Now, what I mean by that is that Yahweh is using this situation to separate his people, his real people, the remnant, from those who are not his real remnant people. And he is doing it not by having speak with their mouths, but with their actions. You know, when I was growing up, we went to church, we had testimony. You know, you can say anything, witnessing. But I've seen people witness in church and walk right out of church and do the exact opposite of what they just said they don't do. Okay, so you can speak with your mouth one thing and take another action, which is a different thing. Yahweh is making this testimony from individuals be their actions. So we need to pay attention about the actions, because that is what speaks our true belief. So if you take this vaccine passport so that you can buy and sell, you are rejecting Yeshua. You are rejecting Yahweh. This thing also is full of filth. That vaccine, I just put out a beast watch, which is full of filth and the wickedness of the people that are creating this vaccine with the cells that culture the vaccine, and that goes into your body. That makes you part of Moloch's tribe. That makes you a baby killer, like you have, you know, sacrificed a baby to Moloch, And, of course, I said in Beast Watch, it also makes you a cannibal, not by eating it, but by getting it injected into you. So here in verse 29, it says the Ruach will not continue in those people who willfully sin, who take this mark. How then can anyone think they still that somebody still has the possibility of coming to repentance? It is not possible. Now, these people may continue going to church or even to Hebrew Roots or Messianic fellowships. And I haven't heard this with my own ears, but I've been told that even Monty Judah has stated that the COVID vaccine is not the mark. I myself said until just this week that I was not sure whether it was the mark or not. I was not going to make a conclusion one way or the other. I made the conclusion this week based on what came out on February 21st, 2021, which was the vaccine passport, because its only benefit based on scripture in Revelation is that you take that stamp of authority on that piece of paper so you can buy and sell. Now, I'm going to show you about the mark also being a stamp, but before I do that, I want to go on to Hebrews 30, chapter 10, verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is his people that are taking this mark. And he tells us in Revelation 16, verses 1 and 2, I heard a loud shout out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. The first went and poured his bowl into the earth, and it became a harmful and evil sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. Verse 31 says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yes, it is. The beast is a dead entity. Lucifer himself is a dead, immortal walking. Now, you've heard the phrase dead man walking. Well, Lucifer, his demons, and the Nephilim offspring are dead immortals walking. And guess what? The dead men walking are those who take the vaccine. Why? Not only because of the filth that is in the vaccine, but because taking the injection automatically puts you in the beast system, and I'm going to prove that to you. And we're going to go and look at Revelation 13, 16. It has to do with taking the mark. Now, different Bible versions render this in various ways, so I'm going to just stick with the King James Version, the plus, where it says that everyone will be caused to do something. So we're going to look at that word caused, and it's Strong's G4160, and it's poieo. Now, what that word means is to make or do. Now, it has a lot of other ways that it can be translated, associated with it, and a lot of other choices. But its primary choice is to make or do. So somebody is going to make others do something. Poieo comes from the Greek root word proso, which means to practice. So it's something or someone making someone else do something, but not against their will. The it or he, because some versions say and he will cause, some say it will cause this person to receive, I'm going to go and look at that word, the mark of the beast. And so now we're going to go down and look at that word, receive, which is two words, actually. It is didomi, and Otos, G1325 and G846. Didomi means actually to give. It doesn't mean receive. But when you put it with the word autos, that means self-give. So you are receiving it of your own accord. You understand? Autos. Nobody else is making you do it. Didomi means to give, and autos means oneself. You give it to yourself, even though it's being foisted on you by the beast. And therein lies the rub. The beast can offer, but you must take or receive the offer. What is it that you are receiving? Well, the word for mark there is Strong's 5480, which is karagma. Karagma means a scratch or an etching, or it means a stamp, as in a badge of servitude. So we're going to look at this word. Karagma comes from karatso, which means something with a sharp point. Can you not now see that an injection with a needle full of vaccine describes what John might have seen, that injection scratching you or entering your body with a sharp point, something that looks like a palisade, which is also one of the definitions of karatso. It's a stake, a palisade, or a rampart. And I've said already that the marking process, I believe, will culminate in one of those micro-needle palisade-looking patches that electronically apply a tattoo, an invisible or visible tattoo, in order to mark a person, but that's not happening yet. But you need to understand that karagma also means a stamp. Now, before I go further with the idea of the stamp, the vaccination needle goes into the arm, not the hand. So that argument is unconvincing in association with getting the injection, you know, like saying on the right hand, because it clearly is hand. It clearly is not arm there. So we're going to have to go further and see what it might be that people are getting in their hand. Because karagma also means stamp, it can also mean tattoo, but it can mean stamp. We have to ask ourselves, what do passports have on them? What does a passport, what do they do? When you go across the border, they stamp that passport. When you get the vaccination passport and you receive it, in your hand, in your grasp, you are taking the stamp of the authority. And what does that do for you? It allows you to do the one and only thing that the mark of the beast is intended to do, to let you buy and sell. And it has been announced that, and I don't know what day this came out, maybe a few days before or a couple days after February 21st. But if you listen to Beast Watch News, the report is in there. It's the audio from an RT.com a video report that I put in there, in which they say within a month, if you don't have the vaccine passport, you will not buy and sell. You will not go into the grocery store. You will not enter a restaurant or a hotel. You will not. Barnes, I went to the commentary, Albert Barnes, and he reminds us in his commentary on Revelation 13:16 that applied to people, the mark is a stamp or mark on the hand or elsewhere, as in the case of a servant. This is the part that you need to understand, because we're now at the point beyond where Barnes was at when he was seeing this, when he understood this. We're now at the point that see, in Barnes's day, there were no passports. We have gotten trained in passports. started with travel. Oh, by the way, this COVID thing starts with travel. Shutting down the travel, let's keep people from going anywhere. They can't use their passports. Barnes was not trained in travel with passports, so he didn't understand how a stamp on a piece of paper could become the mark of the beast. He didn't get that. But what he says is that such a stamp makes you a servant of a master. And he cites some cases like, you know, marks on the hands of sailors and so forth, which they voluntarily take as tattoos, like the name of their ship or whatever. But marking has always been done to slaves. Everywhere in the world where there's ever been a slave trade, there has been a marking, a branding of that human being. In a conspicuous place, just like when the Jews were in Germany and they had to take that mark, which was not on their body, but they wore it on their clothes, the star. Remember that? Yeah. That was a mark. It's a paper mark. We should have made the connection before now that this mark of the beast can be on a piece of paper. But we have failed to make that connection. And now too many people don't understand this connection. The James Fawcett Brown commentary says the mark in the right hand and forehead implies the prostration of the body, the bowing of the body to do obeisance to the beast's dominion. The implication is there just by having the mark, just by you taking it on the piece of paper in your hand. So you take it with your right hand. The right hand is the hand of taking. The right hand in the scripture is the hand, is the place of chief honor. It is the hand of power and strength. You kiss the hand in an act of homage to the person that you are bowing to. There's all kinds of references to the right hand in scripture. So you're taking the mark with or in, because I'll tell you one of the other words for taking is epi. And that's Greek, Strong's G1909, the Greek word is epi. One of its meanings is with. So you take this thing with your hand or you take it in your hand. Either way, you've got it in your possession. And now you have implied being obedient to the system that gave it to you. So you're putting yourself under the authority of the owner of the stamp on that piece of paper. Whatever country you're in that stamps that piece of paper, and guess who they are authority with? The United Nations. The World Health Organization that instigated this thing.
This has been Kimberly Rogers Brown from TheMessianicMessage.com. Thank you for listening.